It's often called the worst job in politics, but for more than 50 years, someone from the opposing party has delivered a response to the President's State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. This time, it's Stacey Abrams. The 45-year-old has been a longtime fixture in Georgia politics,
spending 10 years in the state house and six of those as the minority leader before running for governor last year.
Her opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, was the sitting Secretary of State, and Abrams accused him of using the office to make it harder for people to vote.
But to watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state baldly pin his hopes for election on the suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling. So let's be clear, this is not a speech of concession.
And that's precisely why Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tapped Abrams to present the Democrats' response.
And she is just a great spokesperson. She's an incredible leader. She has led the charge for voting rights, which is at the root of just about everything else.
In the months since the election, Abrams launched a voting rights group called Fair Fight Action. Its first order of business was to sue Georgia over its touchscreen voting system. During Sunday's Super Bowl, Abrams appeared in a Fair Fight Action TV ad that aired in some Georgia cities. Natalie Crawford, a Republican county commissioner from Northwest Georgia, joins Abrams to call for bipartisan election reform.
We don't agree on everything,
but we love Georgia
and want fair elections.
Every vote should be counted from every corner of our state.
We need hand-marked paper ballots and our election officials to have the support they need.
Join us in the fight for election reform.